in Haiti. It's now impacting the wealthier areas of the capital, Port-au-Prince. On Wall Street, the Dow is up 182 points, the Nasdaq down 59, the S&P trading 1 point in the red. More details, srnnews.com.
Our government has engorged itself on borrowed money. Now we are over $30 trillion in debt. If this bubble finally implodes, many Americans would be left penniless and heartbroken. For example, what happens if state and federal pension funds go broke? Or 401ks and IRAs get cut in half due to hyperinflation? Hi, I'm Lance Wolnow, news analyst, best-selling author, and evangelical leader to millions of people just like you. People who understand something big is coming. Now's the time to prepare with a physical gold IRA from Birch Gold Group. Precious metals are among the most proven hedges you can make. And they're even better inside a tax advantage account. To get a free info kit on gold IRAs, text the word FAITH, F-A-I-T-H, to 989898. Birch Gold Group is the only gold company I trust. Get their free info kit and see why a gold IRA can help you. There are no strings attached, so just text FAITH to the number 989898 right now, and I pray you are blessed with continued prosperity.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Truck Lines, where dump truck drivers are in demand. Wiley Sanders is on the grow. We need dump truck drivers now. Call 855-77-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Our late season cold snap continues. Today's temperature's way below normal with sunshine and a high temperature only about 59. I think we'll fall back to the 30s tonight with mostly clear skies and an overnight low temperature down to about 37. Some more frost in the morning. Not quite as cool Wednesday with a high near 70. We'll be in the low 70s Thursday with more sun and the next risk of scattered showers returning Thursday night into Friday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
ASE Credit Union makes auto loans easy with rates as low as 4.75% APR. Apply online or visit your local branch today. Federally insured by the NCUA, Equal Opportunity Lender.
ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE.
From the Blue Water Broadcasting News Center, these are today's top stories. Alabama is another step closer to having a state lottery. The House passed a gambling bill, but state senators took out sports betting and table games, leaving just the lottery standing alone. Now, this revised gambling bill is headed back to the House. If the bill passes, it would be put on the ballot in September. Hyundai officials announced the company would begin offering child care subsidies to workers at their Montgomery plant. The payments would cover 25% of an employee's total monthly child care costs, up to $150 per month. The United Auto Workers recently announced a unionization push at the plant. An opening date of March 27th has been set for the new Freedom Monument Sculpture Park in Montgomery. The 17-acre site on the banks of the Alabama River will combine historical artifacts, original research, and first-person narrative that explores the institution and legacy of slavery in this country. From the Blue Water Broadcasting News Center, I'm Sky Mosley.
I'm with Miss Dot at the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall. How was your anniversary sale, Dot?
It was just wonderful, and I want to thank everybody that came out. It was a great time. It meant so much to me for it to be 30 years, and y'all just came out and made my day.
Well, spring is almost here. Is Eastbrook ready?
We're beginning to get the patio tables and chairs out. We've got so much there, it's hard to put it into a minute commercial. You just got to come see what we got. You know, we've got three floors and 60,000 square feet, so just come see us, because we probably got a sale or two going, and our merchandise is pretty reasonable. I think we don't charge a commission to the vendors, and so our prices are able to be a little bit less than some other places.
Give us those hours of operation.
Monday through Friday 10 until 6, Saturday 9 until 6, and Sunday is 12:30 to 4:30.
That's the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall, 425 Coliseum Boulevard.
So y'all come on by and see us. We'd love to have you.
Thompson Tractor is the go-to source for a complete range of the best equipment for your next construction project. Thompson Tractor also has the trusted parts and expert service you've come to expect for more than 65 years, all of which keeps your business up and running so you can focus on the work you do. And now is a great time to get the compact equipment you need, because right now, there's financing starting at 0% for 36 months on any Cat compact equipment, including skids, steers and mini excavators. These machines don't sit around for long, but no worries. If it's not here, we can pull from one of our other 16 locations in Alabama and Northwest Florida. And hey, if you're not ready to buy, Thompson Rents is here, so you can rent what you need. So visit ThompsonTractor.com for all the details and for the location nearest you. Thompson Tractor and Thompson Rents. We're here for you.
Ahoy there, landlubbers! Is your stomach yearning for some great seafood? Or maybe it's a meat and three you're craving? So set sail for Little Fish Tail Seafood Bar and Grill, the undisputed champion of deliciousness in Lake Jordan and Slapout. We're talking great food, fantastic drinks, and fabulous music. They're like pirates with spices, creating flavor combinations that'll make your taste buds do a jig. Go see them on Lightwood Road or call 543-4561. Don't forget a free grab bag for the little ones.
In Alabama, more than 200,000 of our friends and neighbors are living without health coverage. Often folks can't stay healthy enough to keep their jobs. We need to fix this. Contact Governor Kay Ivey and let her know. Now is the time to close the coverage gap and cover Alabama.
Paid for by the American Cancer Society Cancer Action Network.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
You're listening to Alabama Unfiltered Radio, powered by 1819 News. To join the conversation, call 334-272-9228. Now, here's your host, Scott Deason.
Welcome back in, everybody. This is Alabama Unfiltered Radio, starting off the third half of the program. I am Scott Deason. So, Caroline Dobson was on.
Right.
Yeah.
Good job, Scott.
I'm glad y'all act like y'all knew all that.
I've said her name, Caroline, every time.
No, you have not.
Yes, I have.
No, I paid
attention
to it.
No one ever said Carol.
I said Carolyn.
Scott.
Caroline.
There are other names that you also made up.
That is probably true.
She's like 6 feet tall, and she said she actually appreciated being called Pixie because it makes her feel little.
I got you. I wonder if she's a volleyball player. I didn't get to ask.
Oh, we did.
No, she was a rodeo person.
She was a rodeo queen.
She was a barrel racer.
She knew how to. She knows how to do that.
She knows how to do stuff.
Yeah.
I was impressed.
I'm impressed.
I did see campaign literature with her on a horse.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't know anything about her, and I wondered if that was fake.
Not fake. I can assure you, not fake.
And she probably knows how to actually crank a tractor, which most of our politicians who pose in front of tractors or beside tractors don't know how to do.
Or maybe probably never push on. Turn it on.
That's actually a great idea. Forget all the campaign mailers and all that. Let's just have like a tractor off.
Okay.
Like a. Can you
run the bush hog?
Yeah. Can you
turn at the end of the field?
Work?
We would call it race wars. Different races.
I get it.
I gotcha.
I get it. No, but
that'd be fun.
She impressive. She made it through Harvard. She still
seemed,
has her
seemed very very
conservative,
genuine,
bona fides.
So.
Intact.
I know there'll be a number of people looking her up on the internet. And so maybe she'll be back in. What'd you say, 4 weeks? Is that what it is till the
April 16th.
Wow.
Dang.
Won't be long. Now, Eric the Duck has tried to call in a couple of times while we had a guest. What does he have going on? I thought he was delivering some stuff.
It's very mysterious, but here's the gist of it that I took. Mm-hmm. Eric the Duck is going to drop off some artwork at the studio today.
Okay.
That I think y'all will be very interested in. He mentioned that it's signed by... some guy named Rembrandt.
Very good.
Does Eric the Duck also
Rembrandt
go by Rembrandt?
The Duck?
Yeah, that's pretty good. Actually, I like that.
He mentioned those. Yeah, he said that the girls would like theirs, but me, probably not so much.
Well,
so,
you get to see it in person tomorrow.
I was going
to
say, this is good timing.
You're going down?
Because I'm going down. I'm gonna not be on our show tomorrow.
To do what?
But I'm going to be on Joey Clark's show.
Oh. Well, let's talk about why.
So I'm going to Montgomery.
Candy Bridge.
Wait a minute. What?
Yes.
You're coming down?
I'm coming down.
Well, I'm glad I found out. I'll bake you yeah, that's great.
What?
Okay.
What are you going to bake
me? What time are you coming down?
Well, I'm just going to head down. And, well, Joey says he has a very busy first hour with guests.
Oh, let's see where this is going. Okay. So you'll be here about 1:15, I guess.
No, I'm going to come and just sit and stare while he talks to his guests, I guess, because I'm not a guest.
Well, but you anyway. Know, this show precedes Joey's show, so...
Wait, I could come down and do our show from Montgomery. I didn't even think about
wait
that.
Wait a minute. Wow, what an idea. How did you ever think of that?
Well, I don't know. I feel really stupid all of a sudden.
Don't feel stupid, Allison. We've had chewy sprees, and our brains are in high gear right now.
If you leave at the normal time you leave to get here, you'll be there.
By the time the show goes off.
About now. Actually.
Be perfect.
Oh, my gosh. Scott, I'm coming to Montgomery. I'm going to come do the show with you, and then I'll stay. I have to go to the State House tomorrow. So I'm going to coordinate. I'll do our show in Montgomery, and then I'll do some of Joey's show, and then I'll go to the State House.
And she'll be able to see the piece of art brought by Rembrandt the duck.
Right. I'll save you a chair. And you can sit on it.
Please. Are you sure?
You'll let me in.
Are you sure we're letting you on the show from down there?
Said, we don't know.
well, you can come hang out, and we'll figure it out from there.
Well, we'll tell you when to turn her mic on.
Okay. I don't know.
Okay, good.
Yeah, who's going to coordinate with Sky tomorrow? Abs?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't be so enthusiastic about it.
I will turn the mics on and off.
Do you want to practice?
And, hey, I'm ready,
Does it. I mean, you're not here half the time, Allison, so we pretty much handle it when you're not here.
Like, I do what I want.
No joke. A kept wife. So, whatever.
What's our initial for the Kept Wives Club? Like, we need a crest.
A crest.
KWC. But it needs to be fancy.
Quick.
Just, quack. I mean, because neither of us have our nails done. We do dirty work. We know how to get stuff done.
Let's see how much dirt y'all have under your fingernails.
I sent you a photo of the dirt under my fingernails.
I'm planting things at some point this week. I saved my coffee grounds. I'm ready. Mm-hmm. Anywho, I have to put on my roses. They love coffee. Did you know that?
I did not know that.
Anyway, but let's talk about why you're going and what's happening, because it's important. And it also has to do with what we'll be talking about later today, and then jump into, because it all kind of ties in with the free speech issue. But,
the libraries have been a big... do we want to talk about what happened in Trustful and then Prattville?
Yeah, let's talk.
Okay, so the libraries... I think, Abs, you and I may have kicked off a pretty significant portion of this.
We didn't mean to.
Well, I did.
Okay. You're right. Well, and look, and let me throw in our prefers not to be named concerned North Shelby County mom.
Yes.
We are thanking her right now. She has asked not to be named. So I'm just putting that out there. And then she texted me and said, holy cow. Because she knew what you had already done in the past. Holy cow, check this out. And then I'm like, oh, hold on. Let me text Wonder Woman. And you headed up
Is
to
that
the
me?
Library. That's you.
Oh, that's me, Scott.
I was confused.
Because we were hearing that there was this huge Pride. It was in June, Pride Month. Pride book display in the middle of the children's department. And so the library is just kind of like right down the street. So I was like, we're going to go investigate. And so I made a little TikTok video because TikTok allows free speech ish. Mm-hmm. But, and that TikTok video caught on because it showcased all these horrendous books. Like, we skipped the whole homosexuality part. This was all about a four-year-old.
Heather has two mommies. That's old.
Yeah, that's like so 2000 and late. Okay. Even.
Yeah, this is like, hey, Heather is four and wants to be a boy, so we went and got hormones and we chopped things off, and now everybody calls her Scott.
Right.
Sorry. Anyway, I mean, it's like we jumped the shark, so we kind of stir this up. Well, then all this stuff starts happening in Prattville, Trustful, and it's all kind of coming to a head in Montgomery, where there are some bills. I can't talk specifically, but there's some bills that would maybe change the laws, because right now public libraries do not fall under the obscene material rules like schools do.
They don't, and they fall under the we're not book banners segment of society, which is ridiculous. I mean, for all intents and purposes, we're so above the law.
And to prove that we are, we'll go find the most vile books we can and put them in the library for your kids.
Yes. But we're going to ban Huck Finn.
We're going to ban Zora Neale Hurston. Their Eyes Were Watching God, perhaps.
We're going to ban the Bible. We don't want that. We don't want anything about George Washington, that, you know, horrible, horrible man. Nothing about that. No, thank you. But we want this. We want books that I wrote an article thanks to the work that's going on in Prattville. This is like months ago. And apparently somebody reached out to me yesterday and said, oh, by the way, you're getting in trouble for that again. And I'm like, okay.
Because really?
We all
it's
should
resurfaced?
Be. I guess. I don't like to read that kind of stuff because people are free to say what they want to say. Yeah. And I just would rather put it out there. People can deal with it. And so that's apparently ginning up controversy again as well. But the real deal is that these people are, we're so much better than banning books. We're not even going to move them. We're going to make you read these books, and we don't really care. And the only thing we're going to change is that we're going to say parents have the right to see what their children check out. That's all we're going to do. And then we're going to gaslight the rest of you for caring about what you put in your children's minds. Just, you know, this sense of common decency be darned. Mm. And so I'm very glad that you are going down there tomorrow, because your TikTok video really did ignite the firestorm. It really did. And so apparently there will be some fun friends down there, I hear.
I think the left is very protective over their grooming capabilities in our public libraries. That's all I can say. There's no other reason to put this pornographic material in front of children unless you are trying to normalize behavior for your own purposes. There's no reason a six-year-old needs to have access to what is in the book Gender Queer. Mm-hmm. There's just no reason unless you're
purposefully trying to twist their mind in some way. You said, grooming.
Yes.
No doubt.
And the thing is, if these books were heterosexual in nature, I think the narrative would be very different. Do you know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
Well, some of our crowd would be fine with saying, you got to get that out. That's wrong.
Right.
It's the whole thing about, you could take your child to the trans event where males are dressed up as women and wearing thongs and stripping and the whole nine yards. Mm-hmm. That's perfectly fine. But dad takes his 4-year-old to the strip club, our side's ready to burn him at the stake. Mm. But they didn't have any problem with the subjecting them to perversion when the other way, because we're scared. We're afraid.
That's right.
That's the thing.
Yeah. We are. And so then, as a believer, our foundation, especially because I think I was most surprised when this thing broke, when the video was going around, when Prattville libraries were being dealt with Auburn and all these other places where we're finding disgusting stuff, Huntsville, Madison, is that we even had people not just scared, Scott, but we had people that are churchgoers that would say, well, you just need to tell your children to avert their eyes. We'll just teach them to look away. And so you have this foundational, their initial thinking is wrong. Mm-hmm. And it's okay to tell people that's wrong thinking.
Right.
And we don't even do that anymore. And so we're seen as these crazy people for saying your thinking is wrong. Mm-hmm. And then they won't even deal with what they've done. And that's the part that to me is, they'll attack us all day long. But when you make them defend it, like Allison has done and been in the room when we read Gender Queer, or when we read any of those disgusting books aloud, the powers that be actually have the audacity to say, stop reading that book. It's vile. Mm-hmm. But they're okay with it being read to children. And so what's happening at the State House tomorrow is of epic importance.
And you know what's really, and we were talking about this during the break, and I know we got to go to a break again in a second, but it's a very slippery slope to where you end up with what we were talking about that's happening in a Birmingham area school with the furry club.
Right.
Okay. This school has, it's not a school approved club, but these students are starting a furry club where you can go and be a furry together. Mm-hmm. Well, what has happened, the other side is ramped up, and there was a social media account that talks about the furry hunting club. Mm-hmm. And now the entire school is in an uproar because both sides is dug in their heels and they are coming at each other. And there's a lot of tension and a lot of animosity and heightened emotion around this. Whether the furry club is a joke or not, I don't know.
Right.
But now you have these both jokes kids to me. At each other because the adults in the room don't want to be adults and put a stop to it because they're afraid of offending or they're afraid of being politically incorrect. And that has to stop. That has to stop because it's our children that are going to lose in the end every time with these issues.
I agree. But unfortunately, I think we have the equivalent of children running many of our bureaucracies.
That's painful.
I mean, they just don't know. They run from the truth, and that's what we do when we're children.
Mm-hmm.
We got to take a break. Lots of stuff to do. We'll be back.
Hi there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage. For many years, my team and I have worked diligently to provide our veterans with top-notch service, as it is our honor to serve those who have served us in the armed forces. Madeline and I are certified veteran lending specialists. Nationwide, there are over 22 million veterans that qualify to purchase a home through the VA loan program, yet less than 2 million of them currently have a VA home loan. Many lenders do not keep up with the ever-changing guidelines and benefits of the VA loan program. They are intimidated by the program, resulting in many veterans not obtaining VA loans. This is unacceptable. The VA Home Loan Program offers service members and veterans with 100% financing. You've already paid your down payment. If you are currently serving or have honorably discharged, we would love an opportunity to discuss how the VA program can serve you. Give Alabama Home Mortgage a call at 567-4223 or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com to complete an application on your time. Thank you for your service. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
This is Major General Mike Summerall, former Adjutant General of the Alabama National Guard, urging the Alabama State Legislature to pass the Veterans Access to Care Bill. Both VA medical facilities and private clinics are failing our veterans. We're dying by suicide at twice the rate of non-veterans and experiencing opioid overdoses in increasing numbers. This legislation will give veterans and their families access to specialized care they need and deserve.
Paid for by the Alabama Council of Chapters Military Officers Association of America, Mobile.
Taking on your backyard? Steel is ready to help in your pursuit of the perfect cut. With our full line of zero-turn mowers and low-interest financing. Real Steel. Join the pursuit at steeldealers.com.
Visit Dietzville Ace Hardware, your only steel dealer in the area.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Got a hungry family? Sam Marcos in Millbrook has what you've been craving. You'll find all the traditional Mexican favorites, but Sam Marcos in Millbrook has more true Mexican food items that you can't find in other restaurants. Street tacos, huaraches, tostada de tinga, elote, and more. Sam Marcos is a real deal for Mexican food. Open for lunch and dinner 7 days a week. For authentic Mexican food, great and friendly service, visit Sam Marcos. Located in the Food Outlet Shopping Center off Highway 14 in Millbrook. Also available on DoorDash. There's nothing like the San Marcos experience in the River Region.
Pizza's here.
Oh, great. I'd love some, but I'm worried about my stomach issues.
If you're worried about having diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools, it may not just be stomach issues. It could be a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Are you tired of the mainstream media's biased reporting? Do you want to stay informed on the news that really matters to you? Look no further than 1819 News. At 1819 News, we bring you the latest in Alabama news, politics, sports, culture, and more. We've assembled a team of journalists with Alabama values dedicated to the truth and the truth alone. Visit us at 1819news.com today. That's 1819news.com. Subscribe to our newsletter. Honest News, Alabama Values.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
What?
Somebody.
Does it not say somebody's honey?
Is drowning my icebox.
Hey, I didn't pick it. Don't blame me.
It's my song, and I've never heard it until Scott had to say somebody's honey. And then I heard is drowning my icebox.
That's what it is, isn't it?
Somebody's honey.
It's just poetry, man.
It's just poetry. Yeah. I mean, yeah, I know why we quit studying Shakespeare in college and high school. We've got that kind of stuff we can study ahead of time. So look, I know we have Lunchbox Bob. Let's get the lunchbox, and then we have to talk about Tommy Tuberville.
Yeah, I'm going to make you.
Okay, you're going to make me.
Well, you just look at him. Just look at me, and then we'll talk about it.
I'm turning you two off.
Yeah, okay.
Let's go to Lunchbox Bob. Welcome to the program, Lunchbox.
Like, it's the third half. Tubbs and Scott. And Scott, I'll be honest. I'm kind of down. Kind of depressed.
Really? Wow.
I've been listening to the show this morning, and I hear that Alabama GOP wants to get involved in the banking sector. And we've already decided that we can do things that every other bank has said, no, not a good idea. I've heard over
Birmingham
and over
Southern.
Again. Yeah, Birmingham Southern. Kind of makes someone wants to go into business. They got a bunch of casinos. How many casinos are we going to have threaten to go belly up just so they can get more free money from our GOP legislature? Give it 10 years, people. It'll happen. Next. I'm reading on Alabama, the only news source I trust, 1819 News, and apparently our upcoming November elections, good old Barry Moeller is going to be representing District 1, and he's convinced that we don't need to change our philosophy. We just need to keep doing what we're doing, because not securing the border and having illegals run across the state Texas lines and U.S. border at 12,000 head a day. Well, I guess that's something he's comfortable with. Watching Tyson Foods fire Americans and hire illegals the next day. That's something he's comfortable with. Give out loans to educational institutions that are belly up. Well, that's something he's comfortable with. I tell you, back in the day, we used to be concerned about kids getting participation trophies. Now we're seeing that the real problem was that there were groups of adults that thought awarding them was a good idea. Can't blame the kids anymore. It was the baby boomers in charge. And that's where we're stuck. And we're starting to see it. Now, you're going to get to Tommy Tuberville here in a moment. And I think I know where you're going. But it does remind me of a movie of Usual Suspects a couple years back, where we were reminded that the greatest trick the devil ever pulled was convincing people he didn't exist. There's evidence, ladies and gentlemen, to the contrary. pay attention, and drink coffee. Strong, black, and slightly bitter.
Thank you, Lunchbox. So here's the Tommy Tuberville story, and I love that some of the folks from the old mainline newspapers are having a stroke. And I don't know which order to make my comparison, but I think we'll just start with Tommy. So if you go to 1819news.com, but this story is all over the country, and they love to try to give Alabama a hard time. And when we were interviewing Caroline Dobson, I was pointing out, hey, look, I don't really care if you give Alabama a hard time if we're doing the right thing. Mm-hmm. Like if God says this is wrong and we say this is wrong, I'm fine with that. Knock yourself out. You're going to get the answer for that someday. Have at it. But Tommy Tuberville was off at an event. Where was he? Was he in Utah?
Yes.
I think he was. And he was campaigning for Trent Staggs, who's running for the U.S. Senate. And he said this, I've traveled all over the country, all 50 states. I've been in good places and bad places. The one thing I saw, we are losing our kids to a satanic cult. He lamented the loss of moral values across the country, called for a return to the Constitution and founding biblical principles. This article is by Daniel Taylor. He said, we've got to get God back in our country. There's not one Democrat that can tell you they stand up for God. They've basically taken God out of everything that we're doing. I don't know any other way to express it other than it's some kind of cult that they're trying to push on our kids and all Americans. So here's the place where I say, or I ask, what did he say that is factually incorrect? So we can go back through it a little bit at a time. Has he traveled all over the country? Yes. Factual. Has he been to all 50 states? Probably. Factual. He's been to good places and bad places. Factual. There are good places. There are bad places, even in our own country. We're losing our kids to a satanic cult. Factual.
It's factual, but the problem is he said it out loud and he used the word satanic.
And that's the problem?
That's the problem, because you don't say those things out loud, but let's go through what the left stands for, what the left is actively, vocally fighting for.
Mm-hmm. Now, remember, the Democrat Party, and look, plenty of these people he's talking about are on our side, too, but it is paganism, it is Satanism, it is evil. I'm sorry. I know that people are not okay with that, and especially our crowd, again. You can't say that. Jesus himself said that people were evil. Well, he was talking about the Pharisees. The Pharisees were keeping people from God. That's why they were evil.
But what is the left fighting for?
It's not some weird thing.
Killing children.
And if they make it out of the womb, training them, grooming them up to have sexual problems. If they grow up to actually be men or women, to change their bodies.
Ignore God's design.
Take drugs, whatever it takes to change you into something else. Look at the entertainers that support them. They're all sorts of satanic road shows. I don't know what else to call something with a total red background and horns and hoods and look like witches and it's a coven and they're all doing these gyrating around like snakes or whatever. That's not satanic.
If you're not promoting godly principles, it is evil, it is satanic, whatever you want to call it.
Mm-hmm. I mean, are we upset by such words?
We've been saying it.
Right.
We might be the only other people that have been saying it.
Us and Senator Tuberville?
Yeah.
I know old Kyle Whitmire over at the old, I guess he's still over at the old papers.
Apparently.
L.com. He does not like it at all, but... Kyle, tell me what is not true. We'll be back.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group. Selling a home in the River region in this market takes some planning and preparation to be successful. Here are some steps to take to get your home sold fast. Remember the five P's. Prepare the home, fresh coat of paint inside and out, and complete any repairs needed. Professionally clean the home. A deep cleaning of floors, cabinets, windows, and blinds will leave a great impression for future buyers. Provide a home warranty for the buyer to give the buyer peace of mind after the closing. Provide a closing cost allowance for the buyer to help them be able to afford your home. Price your home to sell, not sit. A comparative market analysis from a local realtor will demonstrate what other properties have sold for in your neighborhood. Well-priced homes sell faster with less hassle. Houses are selling fast and sellers are getting top dollar. For all the answers, call Bo Goodson at the Goodson Group, 221-2883 or 551-0225.
This is your roving reporter, and today I am talking with an elk.
Hey, man.
Mr. Elk, I was just wondering, what do elk do to take care of their money?
Well, like most smart folks, we call David Erdit.
You mean Alabama's most favorite asset preservationist?
That's him, man. We call him up at 334-279-7431 or 205-479-0839.
I see.
Yes, he is our preferred money man.
The money man with the money plan.
You've been paying attention.
Well, could you give us those numbers one more time?
334-279-7431 or 205-479-0839. And I just want to try to give you a heads up, man.
Oh, what's that?
I'm not an elk.
Not an elk, huh? Well, then, pray tell, what are you?
Knights of Columbus.
I am not even going to make a comment.
The baby liked it.
At Guardian Credit Union, we believe that banking should be personal, just like the relationships we build with members. Imagine a place where you're not just a credit score, but a valued part of our community. At Guardian, our dedicated team takes the time to listen, understand, and tailor financial solutions that fit your unique needs. From buying a car to saving for college and even starting a small business, we've got you covered. Come experience the Guardian difference and let's achieve your financial goals together. Guardian Credit Union, where you belong. Federally insured by NCUA.
In Alabama, more than 200,000 of our family members and friends are living without health coverage. Often folks can't stay healthy enough to keep their jobs. We need to fix this. It's time for us to find a way to close the health care coverage gap so that folks can remain in their jobs. Where there's a priority out there, we as Alabamians have always found a way to achieve it. Contact Governor Kay Ivey and let her know. Now is the time to close the coverage gap and cover Alabama.
Paid for by the American Cancer Society Cancer Action Network.
If you're new to Medicare, the ins and outs can be complicated. At Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Alabama, our local advisors are here to help answer your questions, and we're here to help you find a Medicare plan that fits your needs. Visit bcbsalmedicare.com or call 1-844-627-5612. Now, Medicare, that's focused on you. Blue Advantage is a PPO with a Medicare contract. Enrollment in Blue Advantage PPO depends on contract renewal.
For the lowest prices around on flooring and DIY flooring installation supplies, Budget Floors and More is your new best friend. Luxury vinyl plank, carpet, ceramic tile, floor installation supplies, and more with prices lower than the big box stores. Budget Floors and More, Hunter Lane, across from Del Rey to Publix.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by Clark Heating, Air, and Plumbing. It's time to get your cooling system ready for the long, hot summer. Call today about the advantages of the Clark Club membership to be sure you're covered. Call 277-2125. Better call Clark. Alabama certification number 09098.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Our late season cold snap continues. Today's temperature is way below normal with sunshine and a high temperature only about 59. I think we'll fall back to the 30s tonight with mostly clear skies and an overnight low temperature down to about 37. Some more frost in the morning. Not quite as cool Wednesday with a high near 70. We'll be in the low 70s Thursday with more sun and the next risk of scattered showers returning Thursday night into Friday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
CBNS Bank has digital banking solutions to help you keep up. Check balances, pay bills, and much more. Learn more at cbsbank.com. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for information. Member FDIC.
Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
I wish you would step back from that ledge, my friend. Living in, and if you do not want to see me again,
on, everybody. Golly bum, there's not enough time left in the day. Got some folks, but I want to finish this Tuberville story. So Tommy Tuberville goes out to Utah. He's helping in a campaign event and says we're losing our kids to a satanic cult and that we've got to get God back in our country. And he says there's not one Democrat that can tell you they stand up for God. They took every reference to God out of their platform at the last convention or the convention before that. I can find you the clips of where they're kind of booing, and I mean they're really worked up about doing it. They're for getting rid of any reference to God. But this got the left worked up. Kyle Whitmire at theoal.com says the Tommy Tuberville Roadshow is making an impression, not one that's good for anybody, but an impression. Kyle, really? I mean, look, I know that you have to defend leftism, but there truly are evil people out there who are satanic. Joyce Allen, A-L-E-N-E, former United States attorney and current law professor at the University of Alabama, also weighed in, and they put these things out in public so I can read them. One thing about Trump, he always tells us who he is. It's important to share this and encourage people to listen. Today, my senator equated Democrats with godlessness and Satan.
What? I'm sorry, but how defend, like, what?
Okay, every Democrat out there come out and say you love Jesus and you stand for good and evil. I mean, for good.
Right.
And not then evil. You'll stand with us against vile books and libraries, and that you're not for abortion up until the day of birth and perhaps a little bit after, or that you're not for parents' rights being terminated because they don't agree with mutilating their child's
with
body,
the chop shops, yeah.
Which just happened in Indiana, mm-hmm. or that you are against all of the weaponization of free speech. Go ahead and come out and tell us those things, and perhaps we'll believe you. But as far as we are concerned, if you're judging from a standard of right and wrong, these people who are saying it's wrong that he said this is satanic, mm-hmm. you first have to know that there is a right and wrong to begin with. Mm-hmm.
And that there is such a thing as satanic.
So you know that, and you're saying, oh, this is not it.
Mm-hmm. She says January 6th may end up looking like it was a mere tourist trip if this keeps up.
Oh, my gosh.
So look at what some of them are afraid of. They're afraid that the right will quit being mealy-mouthed. That's what they're upset about. They're not upset that Tommy Tuberville said, hey, look, we're fighting a satanic cult. They're upset that people are willing to say the truth. And if what Tommy Tuberville says begins to light a fire against some of our weak-kneed brothers and sisters, the left has problems. That's the thing. It's not what he said, it's that he actually said it. Mm-hmm. They know these things to be true. Yep. You just can't say it. Doug Jones. The Republican establishment made our United States senator because they hated Roy Moore so badly, they chose to make Doug Jones a United
Why
States senator.
Why did they hate Roy Moore?
Because he believed in right and wrong.
There we go.
I mean, there's no other way around it. I mean, you can say a lot of things about Roy Moore, whether you know, he's not charismatic and all that kind of stuff, but he believed in God and the Constitution. That's just the way it is, and they could not take it. So it was Republicans that gave us Doug Jones. Doug Jones rolls out with more moronic statements from Tuberville. Take a minute and read the latest BS from this guy coming right after he said Katie Britt was picked for the State of the Union address because she is a housewife.
That's true, too. What in the world?
Do you notice? Well, anyway, I just notice Doug's... Who's defending that kind of stuff?
I forget.
Then he says, appropriate for him that he is holding the Constitution upside down because they have the picture of Tuberville. He took the little Constitution out of his pocket. He's holding it in his hand, and it's upside down. So I guess you're supposed to make everything camera ready, Dougie. But here's the best part. The best part. And I don't agree with Tommy Tuberville on everything. Most things I do, though. Tuberville responds back to Doug Jones. And Doug Jones says... More statements, blah, blah, blah. Go read his latest BS. Tuberville's response, capital letters. Please read it. I mean every word. Hashtag MAGA. So Tuberville's like, yeah, y'all go read that I said our children are being sacrificed to a satanic cult. Please do. Because I mean every bit of it. That's the kind of courage we've got to have on our side. If more of our pastors... spoke like that and said, you know what? Please read it. God says this. You can argue with me. Don't be mad at me. I didn't say it. God said it. It is in his word. That's, man, if we just did more of that. But I'm telling you, it's not what he said. It's that he's willing to say it that has these people in a panic.
Can you give him like a cheer?
I don't remember. Sky probably has a cheer.
I just feel like he deserves it.
It's
Rammy too.
And see, that's so atypical of Republicans, though. Republicans usually run and hide. Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean satanic. I just meant Beelzebubic. I didn't mean full out Satan. I just meant little Satan. I just mean it was just kind of meany, harshy. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
But he's like, yeah, please read it.
Tuberville's found his feet.
Oh, my gosh. He is...
And he's not eloquent in his speech. He's not...
He says it where we understand it.
Yeah. And that's what I think people want to judge him on that, too. I'm like, I don't care. Mm-hmm. I don't care.
Right.
You're saying... You're speaking truth. I just... Show me that you're not a satanic cult. Like, at this point, we need to put the onus back on them to prove that they're not.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
They can't do it.
No.
They right. cannot do it. There's nothing that I see coming out of the left that tells me they are for God or for goodness or for light or for life.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
Can't do it.
I mean, and I hate it. I hate it. I wish we were all trying to figure out, like Caroline said, you know, growing up in her small town, which is... There were no leftists. You were trying to figure out where people were on the right-hand yep. side of the spectrum. Mm. But they are openly opposed to God and Jesus, and it's just true. I mean, I hate it for people, but it's just true. And I applaud him for saying that. Let's go out to our phone calls. Let's see. Let's go to Clark. Clark, welcome to the program. Thank you for listening.
Hey, Scott.
Hey, Clark.
Hi, ladies.
Hello.
Morning.
Scott, you familiar with Casey Stengel?
I am.
No.
I know you're talking about old baseball manager.
Casey Stengel said a lot of cool stuff.
Yeah.
Okay.
And they said something to Casey about having ball players that stayed out drinking, et cetera, et cetera.
Yes.
Casey said, well, I tell you what.
What happened to you? Hold on, Clark. You went away for a second. There you go.
I'll take somebody that drinks and can hit in the clutch over somebody that eats ice cream and can't deliver when it counts. And that's about where I am on a polished and eloquent politician. I don't need polished and eloquent. I need somebody that can deliver when it matters. So, Scott, ladies, have y'all read the Constitution from We the People all the way through?
I have.
Yes, I have.
Yes, okay. Now, I cannot find the coercive powers anywhere in there. When was the Coercive Powers Act written, and where can I find a copy? Because apparently we have one now. It's so pervasive. You know, Ketanji Brown Jackson, the First Amendment is not necessarily a total prohibition when you're talking about the compelling interests of the government to ensure the public has accurate information in the context of a once-in-a-lifetime pandemic. So we've got a Supreme Court justice that thinks that, you know, if you got a compelling reason, the government can coerce.
Yeah.
The Deputy Solicitor General, Brian Fletcher, I love what he said. He said the government did not engage in coercion. That would be unconstitutional.
Hey, we got to take a break, Clark. Stick with us. We got Bill D. We got Byron P. Democritus. Coming up next.
This April, spring into mountains of fun during our Winning Rovers giveaway at Wind Creek Wetumpka. You have two chances to win big, so come play throughout March and April to earn entries. The excitement begins at 5 p.m. on Saturday, April 13th, and again on Saturday, April 27th, when you can win cash, free play, or drive off in a 2024 Land Rover Defender, exclusively at Wind Creek Wetumpka. Escape every day at Wind Creek Casino and on the Casinoverse app. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Independent Glass has been your one-stop shop for all things glass since 1978. They offer a full range of architectural products, and they're armed with the knowledge and expertise to get even the most demanding job done, big or small. Attention to detail, 24-hour replacement services, and their uncompromising commitment to excellence is why Montgomery's first choice for all things glass is Independent Glass. Call them today at 263-2823 and learn more about what they can do for you at independentglassco.com.
Hello, everyone. Robbie Pelt with Capital City Roofing. If you think about it, your home is your biggest investment in life. Your roof covers your home, so why jeopardize your biggest investment on a roofer you don't know anything about when you can deal with a reputable roofing company like Capital City Roofing? We have an A-plus Better Business rating and the best manufacturers and workmanship warranties available. We do all residential and commercial roofing applications that are certified through the manufacturer to ensure you get the best material and workmanship money can buy. We also have your project in our best interest before and after construction has been done. Don't hesitate to call us if you have any roofing issues or questions. We will match any of our competitors' price and give you the same great workmanship warranty. We also give free estimates. Give us a call today and let us show you the difference. 277-3311. That's 277-3311. Or you can check us out on the web at www.capitalcityroofing.com. Capital City Roofing. We capitalize the roofing industry.
When you hear people talking about a Krispy Kreme, they're usually referring to the original glazed, made from a recipe dating back to the 1930s. If you haven't had a warm, original glazed donut, you need to try one pronto. Just look for the hot light on at the Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway.
It's Johnny from Sinclair's on Vaughn Road. We've been in business almost 30 years.
Sinclair's East, Vaughn at Taylor.
I think if you hadn't tried us, you should give us a try. We've got a great menu, offered anything from chicken fingers, wings, salads, fajitas. At lunchtime, we do great country lunch with different vegetables and different meats every day.
Sinclair's, where you get great sandwiches and our daily meat and three special at lunch, two great pasta, chicken, steaks, and seafood for dinner.
Our most popular items are, we got a soup called She Crab Soup, which is extremely popular. We've got a bunch of pasta dishes which people love. Mediterranean chicken is my favorite.
Sinclair's.
We do live music, light stuff on Wednesdays and Thursdays, and then on Fridays and Saturdays, maybe three-piece bands or four-piece bands.
Come see why Sinclair's has seen lesser restaurants come and go over the years. Johnny Sullivan Sinclair's at the corner of Vaughn and Taylor. Find them on Facebook at Sinclair's East. Google search Sinclair's Restaurant. Sinclair's.
Trustworthy Electric is celebrating 30 years of serving River Region families with prompt, professional, knowledgeable, and courteous service. Call today and see why your neighbors have trusted Trustworthy Electric for over 30 years. For service that's lightning fast, lightning good.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness every Saturday at 10 a.m.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1, WACV, News Talk 93.1.
I'm learning all sorts of wisdom from American baseball player Casey Stengel.
What a mind, yes.
What a mind. All right, everyone.
No, don't. Line up
alphabetically according to your height.
Wait now, are you on Casey Stengel or are you on Yogi Berra?
I'm on Casey Stengel.
Okay, go ahead.
He had some words for Yogi Berra, too. Something about, they say Yogi Berra is funny. Well, he has a lovely wife and family, a beautiful home, money in the bank, and he plays golf with millionaires. What's funny about that?
I don't know. It's funny, though. It's
good stuff. He's got a bit of a rivalry going on.
He's got some good advice for players, too, that are like staying out all night. But y'all can go look that up.
I'll tell you tomorrow, Scott.
Yeah, okay. She'll tell you tomorrow. Let's go back to Clark, and we got a bunch of folks to get to. Clark, well, I wanted to make sure you had the last word.
So, Letitia James, she's going to confiscate Trump's properties on a fire sale if he doesn't come up with $500 million. Now, if Trump wins his appeal, does he get his property back, Scott?
I don't think. No. I don't know how
it's
he could.
Already been
yeah.
sold.
Right.
It's already been sold. You know. Now, I mean, if they wanted to attach a lien to his property, that's one thing. But what kind of message are we sending here, Scott? Do what we say, or we will take your property, sell it, and even if you went on appeal, you don't get your property back.
That's exactly right.
And this whole thing with TikTok, they're going to force the sale of TikTok because the U.S. government is not able to encourage and persuade a Chinese-owned corporation. You know,
yep.
using it for agitprop is okay as long as our government controls it.
I yep,
swear,
you're
Scott,
right.
everything in the cycle is coercion by the government right now. When you get down
right.
to it, except for the basketball, Scott, you got other callers. I'm a hop.
All right, buddy. Thanks, Clark. Great points, Bill D. Welcome to the program.
Yeah, you there?
Bill? Hey, I'm here, buddy.
Yeah.
How are you?
I'm good. Hey, I just had a question for you. This is some Bible history question, real quick. Do you remember
okay.
what happened? Acts 19, when Paul showed up with the gospel and all those folks got saved, and it says, you remember what it says? They brought their curious books, and you know what they did with those books, right?
They burned those bad boys.
Yeah, see, that's what we don't need to just ban these books. They need to be destroyed. You know, it's just like all the idols. They took them down when they were getting things right. I've been reading Hezekiah. And they mm-hmm. destroyed them. And that's what needs to happen with these books. Now, of course, now you remember what happened after the book burning, right? Riot broke out. You know, everywhere Paul went with the gospel, the riots were breaking out. But, you know, he wasn't too concerned about riots breaking out. He was concerned about things getting really right. So, you know.
No, I agree with you. I saw a meme or something, Bill D., It was a picture of like Paul, and it was basic. What did it say? It had this guy's face staring out, and it was basically, "Hey, I hope y'all get this straightened out before I get there." And I'm like, "That's exactly what it said in a bunch of his writings."
Yeah,
I would advise
it.
Y'all to get this straight before I get there.
Yeah, yeah. So you know, God hasn't called me to like comb libraries for books, but you know, I would encourage the folks that are doing it. They need to not just ban them, but they need to burn them.
I'll take it. Bill, I appreciate it. Or Bill
that,
D, I appreciate
thought.
It. Let's go to Bill. I don't know if we're going to have time to get through. Bill, welcome to the program.
Hi, guys.
Hey, Bill.
So, you know, there are a lot of people that still believe we live in a Christian nation.
Yeah, that's a good point. It's a fallacy.
Maybe Tommy Tuberville stepping on some of their toes and saying, shh, shh, don't tell everybody. Don't tell them we're not. But, you know, you got to take your hat off to the man to get up and say what he said with the conviction that he said it. And
I don't disagree.
Hopefully. Oh, I don't either. I don't. Because he's right. And let me ask you this, which speaks louder to you, words or deeds?
Deeds.
Yeah, and that's true for most people. And
but in this case, I understand the words, and I appreciate it.
But, well, the Democrats can't go back and show the deeds to prove him wrong.
So all they can
use is words.
You got it. Bill, I appreciate it. Great points. Professor Democritus, hey, please touch base with us early tomorrow. We just don't have a lot of time. Hey, and no, there'll be more time for us to talk because Al's not going to be here. See y'all.
Just get here when you can, Scott Beeson. Just get here when you can.